If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand back here at the American Heat Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about the Constitution of the United States. The trouble is, people don't remember history, and certainly during the Great Depression, why Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to centralize power with government. He wanted government to regulate industry. He wanted government to regulate labor. He wanted government to control everything. He wanted to establish a fascist society under his control. And he established something called the NRA, the National Recovery Act, which, of course, allowed government to control employers. And the Supreme Court said, you can't do it. It's unconstitutional. And, of course, there was the battle between FDR and the court. He threatened to pack the Supreme Court, and they had a tremendous uproar from the American people about FDR's effort to actually pack the Supreme Court with his appointees, and of course, he had to back down. As a result, of course, whenever a Supreme Court justice died, he replaced him with a Mason. He was a Mason, a member of a secret society. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was deeply involved in the occult, and it was the Supreme Court justices, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and then Harry Truman, who was also involved with the occult, was a Mason, 33rd degree Mason. It was those Supreme Court justices that took God and prayer out of our schools, because, of course, the Masons worship a different God. But that's a different story. Today, of course, we see a similar situation arising. We see the federal government suddenly interfering in bankruptcies, telling corporations how they will run their businesses, how many of their dealerships with the automobile industry, how many of their dealerships will be closed. I mean, they're going to create 100,000 people losing their jobs, over 2,000 dealerships, probably each with 50 people in it, are going to be forcibly closed by government directive. They tell you they're trying to save jobs. No, they're trying to increase the unemployment, but they can't tell you that. I mean, they're going to be shutting down 17 plants. And, of course, financing General Motors as they move their operations overseas, but they can't tell you that. But the thing is that it was an opportunity for the Supreme Court to intervene. And the Supreme Court has refused to intervene, as the federal government, the Obama administration, is doing all sorts of things that are totally in violation of our Constitution and taking unto itself powers it doesn't have. The Supreme Court won't even challenge the fact that Obama is not eligible to run for the presidency, because, you see, the people on the Supreme Court have sold out their obligation to support our Constitution. They don't believe in the Constitution, which once separated the United States from every other nation in the world. But I hope you out the audience do. And that's why once a month we have with us Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution to tell us about this most amazing document. And if we don't reclaim it, if we don't have a spiritual revival in this country, if our people don't turn back to God, we're going to lose America, and we deserve to. David, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, and you're absolutely right. The Supreme Court has been used to subvert the Constitution, and the actual intent of our framers as they constructed our Constitution was that the Supreme Court would have no such sort of power to basically amend the Constitution. Because they're amending it by an unconstitutional means, which means they're violating the law. They get away with it, as well as Congress and the executive branch get away with violating the law, because most Americans don't know the Constitution. And so today we're going to delve into Article 1 and the most important section of the Constitution to understand the restrictions on our federal government are right there in Article 1, Section 8.
But I think what's so important for people to understand is that the Bill of Rights and the Constitution itself limits the power of the government. And as Jefferson had said so well, In matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, they've taken the chains off of government, they're forging them for the people, and we will soon live in a dictatorship. And where is the outcry from the media? It's been bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, David.
Yes, well, before we jump into Section 8, we ought to just mention that Article 1, Sections 2 through 6 talk about the provisions for the House, its composition, as well as the Senate, establishing their authority and determining how they conduct their own procedures, discipline, and so on, and also ensuring that congressmen are free to discuss all matters, protecting them from being sued for what they say on the floor of Congress. And this also preserves the separation of powers by providing that no congressman may simultaneously hold another federal office. They can't be a congressman and have another position in the federal government because that would be obviously a conflict of interest. Section 7 of Article 1 deals with the legislative process, that revenue bills originate in the House because the House is that which most closely is connected with the people, representing the people directly. The Senate, of course, must concur, and legislation always starts in Congress, not in the executive branch. The executive branch is not a legislative body. It doesn't issue any laws, which when we look at Article 2, we'll see what the executive power is and what its limits are. The president may suggest, and often in the annual State of the Union address, he may suggest a legislative agenda, but he cannot push it. He cannot force it. It must come from Congress. His only power is to veto a bill. And the wording of Section 7 indicates vetoing the entire bill. So the whole idea of a line item veto that was touted for a number of years is really an unconstitutional thing. He either vetoes the entire bill or doesn't veto it. Of course, if he does veto it, Congress may override his veto by a two-third vote in each House. And again, we see there illustrated the checks and balances of one branch of government against the other. Well, coming to Article 1, Section 8 is so important because here is listed the 18 things our federal government is permitted to do. Only these 18 things. This is a restrictive list. If an item is not on this list, the federal government has no permission to do that activity. The federal government has no permission to spend tax dollars on that activity. It's out of their bounds. And here, as we look at this list of 18, we'll discover, I think it was the Heritage Foundation conducted a study, that 90+% of everything done by our federal government is in violation of Article 1, Section 8. That is, 90% of what they do is outside of what we the people have granted them the power to do. In other words, they are breaking the law. Indeed, they're breaking the supreme law of the land, our Constitution. When we look at the list there in Article 1, Section 8, the powers of Congress, the first is to tax and spend for only three purposes: payment of debts, common defense, and then for general welfare.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney here. America.
Good news! The March of Faith Ministries presents Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in three airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue, at 7:30 p.m., June 5th and 6th.